America's first interaction, as it were, with Islamic thought, Islamic ideology, Islamic theology. It goes all the way back, as you so accurately said, to the days of our third president, Thomas Jefferson. And Jefferson and the founders had some very stern and strong warnings about what they saw in the Islamic teaching. Talk about that a little bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, and Dave, if I could say this real quickly, I want to preface everything I say today with this thought, what you just said. I want to kind of really agree with you. We do not hate Muslims at all. God loves them. We love them. We want to see them converted to the truth. So what we are sharing today has nothing to do with hate. It has to do with speaking truth, because we love them, and we want them to know the truth and to know the God that we love, the God that loves them. But, Dave, going back, I guess you'd say America's first run-in with Islam, or as our founding fathers called them, the Mahometans is the way they used the term, was during the presidency of our third president, Thomas Jefferson. Of course, he was elected in 1800. Dave, his presidency, our first two presidents had been Federalists, and he was a Democratic Republican. Or a Jeffersonian Democrat, sometimes the Democratic Republicans were referred to back then. And there was a change in power from our first two presidents to a different political party with our third president. But Jefferson made it very clear that America had been paying, I guess you would call it kind of like a toll, for American ships to pass into the Mediterranean, and we passed by the Barbary Coast where these Muslim Barbary pirates, were located, and they charged not just us, but anybody that passed by there a toll to enter into the Mediterranean Sea there to trade, and Jefferson said, we're not paying it anymore. And, of course, obviously the Muslims didn't like that, but Jefferson stood up to them, and Dave, even that standing up to the Muslims is alluded to in the Marine Hymn, where it talks about from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Tripoli was the Barbary Coast, where the Barbary pirates, of course, these Muslims, were charging us that toll. So America's run-in with Islam did not begin on 9/11. It goes back way before that, and I think American people need to be aware of that 9/11 was not the first run-in that America has had with the religion of Islam.